Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
This is Jack.
This is Allie.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is a Valentine's Day special of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review.
Yay.
Because Allie is my Valentine this year, we're going to be playing some of our favorite Valentine's songs. Some lovely stuff. That last tune was Give Love a Try by Twilight, which is a little rare soul tune from Love and Hate Records, I believe. I don't know. I believe the story behind it was that Twilight was like one guy who worked like a janitor job, and then recorded a real nice, like, sweet soul album, because he knew how to play a bunch of instruments too. I don't know, it's cool how guys used to do that. Anyways, this one was one of Ali's choices, After Hours by the Velvet Underground, which you can't really hear because I'm talking over it. So I suppose we can let you listen to it. We're going to be playing some nice tunes like this for the rest of the hour. So thanks for joining us on this beautiful Valentine's Friday.
But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains, looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. All but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
There's a black tinted sunset with the prettiest of skies. Lay back, rest your head on my thighs. There is some awful action that just breathes from my hand, just breaths from a deed so exquisitely grand. And you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind. Well, I would not have moved if I knew you were here. It's some special action with motives unclear. Now you'll haunt me, you'll haunt me till I've paid for what I've done. It's a payment which precludes the having of fun. And you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind. But no, sun's fading faster, we're ready to go. There's a skirt in the bedroom that's pleasantly low, and the loon's on the moor, or the fish in the flow. And my friends still will whisper hello. We all know what we know, it's a hard swap to mow. When you think like a hermit, you forget what you know. And you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind, and you're always on my mind, and you're
Yeah. Those last few songs, again, we had After Hours by the Velvet Underground, then Mary's Song by the Eislers Set, and then New Partner by Palace Music. And now we have Affection by Tirza. I guess just there are a few things I wanted to talk about, I guess. That Eislers Set song, my friend Ethan from back home showed it to me, and I thought it was very sweet, and it was right around the time before I came back to college, so it was sort of a sweet time in my life. I don't know. And the more prescient thing I wanted to say is that that last song, New Partner by Palace Music, it's sort of like, there's a bit of like sarcasm to it, of course, because like that's how I feel like late 90s, 2000s alt country songwriting kind of tends to be. But Allie and I just had a debate with another friend of mine about whether or not that was a love song.
It's about nothing.
Well, yeah. My friend who will stay unnamed, she's not listening anyway, so it doesn't matter. She said that her boyfriend was insistent that it's a song about nothing instead of
And we don't think
we,
that's
we don't think that's true, because I think it's a kind of sweet song. Again, a little sarcastic and like alt country tongue in cheek, but like, come on, you can't be saying that to your I don't know, you know. It didn't sit right with me that a friend of mine could be told that by her
actually
significant
this love
other.
Song is about nothing.
Yeah, actually this really sweet heartfelt song is about nothing, and I don't think about you when I listen to it. No, that's not right. But it's Valentine's Day, so yeah. we're it's a love song for us today, and hopefully for everyone.
Forever.
Yeah, I hope so. I think it's a sweet song. I've always thought so. And I think that's a pretty popular take, actually. I think my friend is just maybe a little contrarian. And this song, which we've talked through most of at this point, Affection by Tirza, is from the record Devotion, which I think is just a really beautiful, heartfelt piece of 2010s experimentalism. I don't know, Tirza has a way of writing songs that I think is really intimate and introverted, while still capturing sort of outward feelings of like calmness and love and devotion and affection and such. I don't know, it's real nice. And I guess just to talk on for a moment, the next song is I Adore You by User Band, which is a French band that I found out about semi-recently. And I haven't been too taken by that much of their stuff, but this song I think is cute. And then we'll probably maybe, who knows, come back eventually and talk about more things. Ali's a little microphone shy today.
No.
Maybe a little bit, but I guess I can be a little domineering on the mic too, so whatever. I just needed to fill up a couple seconds while the song closes out. Anyways, yeah, keep it locked for 40 more minutes. We'll be bringing more tunes. We'll be back on the mic before long. back on the mic, and as any attuned radio listener knows, there does come a time and a place in every great show where a PSA is needed, and normally I'd read it, but today I've got
I'm here as a Allie guest here. Reader.
Yeah.
And we chose this PSA because someone wrote Happy Valentine's Day on the back, and we don't know what year this was written, but
could have been any year.
Could have been today.
Could have been today or last year, the year before, or before that.
Yeah. So speaking of Valentine's Day, it's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
All right. Thank you, Allie. Anyways, just to briefly talk about those last couple tunes. Again, we had I Adore You by User Band, pretty self-explanatory. And then Romantic Horror by Mark William Lewis from the record Living, which is a song that Ali showed me.
And then you saw him live.
Around a year ago, yeah. And then I saw Mark William Lewis live, and he did not play it because it's sort of like a... Maybe in some regards it's like a throwaway instrumental on the album, but I don't think it's a throwaway.
Yeah.
I think it's special. I think it's a very nice song.
Yeah.
As we were listening to it just now, I was thinking about how great it is and how much I enjoy hearing it. Yeah, Mark William Lewis is very tall and very bald. And I briefly chatted with him after the show. I said, hey, I love your music. My girlfriend and I listen to it all the time.
Did you?
I did. Because I wanted to go ask to see if he had CDs.
Oh.
But he didn't have CDs, only vinyl. Which was strange, because he was selling, like, EPs on vinyl. Like,
huh.
And it was, like, the side A was one EP and side B was another. But it's still, like, those are two EPs. Like,
yeah.
I'm not buying, like, those for record price. I also have no means of playing a record or no reason to, like, bring a record home. I don't know. It wasn't the... If there were CDs, maybe I would have budged. But, you know, there weren't. Nice enough dude from the brief chat I had. And then I left the show because I was really tired and the band that played after was not very good. Anyways, that last tune was Walk With Me by Dwight Sykes. I don't know if it gets much lovelier than that, frankly. I just think that's a beautiful song. Last semester I was abroad and I listened to that and I felt quite lonely, but in a nice way where I knew that something nice was going to come to me before too long. But yeah, I don't really know. And then this is Lock Raven by Animal Collective.
It's funny that you picked this, like, because I didn't even notice that you picked it, and I probably never listened to this song before, but Lock Raven is right next to my house.
Wow.
It's where we walk the dog.
Wow, that's special.
Yeah,
that's very special.
Suburban Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense given the animal collectivity
yeah.
of it all. Fellow Baltimoreans.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I always imagined it was like a fantasy place.
No, it's like a park.
Yeah.
Reservoir, maybe.
They make it sound very magical on the record.
Casper likes to swim there.
That's nice. Casper's Allie's dog for yeah. unacquainted listeners.
Yeah.
Big, nice golden retriever who likes to like lay
swim.
On the ground and like play.
Yeah.
Met him once. But yeah, this, I love Animal Collective, and more specifically in the last few years, my love for this band has pivoted towards their album Feels, which was maybe 05. Yeah, 05, 2005, when I turned 1 year old. I wasn't listening to this, but I found a love for their music in high school, and this album never fully clicked with me, but now I think it might be their best when I hear it these days. I think there's a certain feeling to it, but I've totally talked over all of it, whatever. And anyways, just before we hop off the mic and move on with the show, I want to plug a good friend of the cause, May, is playing in the Apple Jam show tonight, which, for those unaware, is like the Tufts Go Play Live Music show. And it's in Curtis Hall tonight, and May will be playing. And I can't speak for anyone else playing, but May is a cool cat, so... Go rock with her and the rest of the band and all the other bands. I also, while I'm at it, because May is my fellow editor-in-chief on Melisma magazine, I'll also plug our other fellow editor-in-chief, Kay, has a play coming up tomorrow night and Sunday night. And I'm going to go see it tomorrow night to support, because tomorrow night is not Valentine's Day, so it's a little easier for me to, or it's more convenient for me to go and do things on that night. But I'll be there. It'll be fun, probably. I don't know. I've never been to a Tufts play before. Yeah, that's all the plugging I have to do. Ali, since you chose the next song, would you like to introduce it?
The next song
is Yes.
Sweep Away Your Troubles by the Softies. It's mm-hmm. nice and twee.
Nice.
And cute.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, we have about 10 seconds until it plays, so we can sit tight for a minute. We'll be back on the mic to talk about maybe some non-music things in a moment. You'll see. And go check out Feels by Animal Collective if you want later after our show.
Since you didn't get to hear the song.
Since you didn't get to hear Lockraven very well. Or if you're in Baltimore, go take a walk around Lockraven. Have a good time. This is the Softies. Sleep away your troubles.
If I beg you, will you smother me just to put me out of my constant misery? This is too for me to bear. You'd know this too if you ever had been there. I hope you have sweet dreams, and I hope you will never leave me. I hope you have sweet dreams.
We'll be right back.
on the mic just to say a thing or two. The last couple songs that we've had were Wooden Girl by Jonathan Lindauer, otherwise known as Young Lean. I don't know, Ali chose that song. And I wholeheartedly nodded my head at it because it's a great one.
It was, and many suggestions were rejected.
Well, sort of. That makes it sound like I'm like a radio dictator, which I only am a little bit. I just had a specific idea for what I wanted the show to be. I didn't want it to be too twee because I think there will be enough like WMFO Valentine's Day like twee shows today. You know, people like to do that, and I like to go the other way. The song after that was Days in My Arms by Milan W from the record Leave Another Day. If you've been listening to my show at all this semester, you know how much I love this album. It's one of my favorite releases of last year. I saw Milan W live in Belgium last year, where he's from. Last semester. Really amazing show and amazing album. And then that last tune was by my favorite Australian band, Hate Rock. You Know How to Make Me Happy. I tend to prefer their older stuff, but of their new stuff, that song really strikes a chord with me. I think it's intimate and sweet, and I like it. And then this is Without by Sampha, from his first EP, Duel, which the first time Ali and I went out together, we went to a Sampha show at the Roadrunner.
And I've never listened to a Sampha song before.
Yeah, but he was one of my favorite artists when I was in high school. Very special to a younger version of me. And I still like his stuff. This song always will hold a sweet spot in my heart. Anyways, since we both like to do this during our radio shows, we are going to talk about basketball a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's the All-Star weekend in the NBA.
Yeah,
and the Magic.
It's really hard for us.
Yeah, the Magic do not have any All-Stars this year, unfortunately. My Orlando Magic. Although they debatably deserve two. Injuries sort of curtailed that whole happening. We have a few guys playing in the Rising Stars game, but like, who cares about that?
Hey, my friends are there.
I know, yeah. We have a lot of people we like in the Rising Stars game, but like, it's not Rising Stars weekend, it's All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
But no one even cares about the All-Star game either, so.
Yeah.
Maybe this year, they're doing like a different structure where like the best Rising Stars team like could win it all.
Yeah.
Which I think would be really funny if it happened. Like, it would be funny if,
at least it gives the old guys, like, a reason to try.
Yeah. It would be funny if, like, LeBron got mogged by, like, Grady Dick. Or Anthony Black.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy that, despite it all. Anyways.
Hi, Kay.
Is Kay listening?
Yeah.
Wow. Hello, Kay. Wow. That's awesome. I hope Kay heard our shout-out to her play. Because, yeah, I'll be there. It'll be in SoGa, not in Curtis Hall. I was going to say Curtis Hall, but that's May's show.
Yeah.
Anyways, we don't have too much to say about basketball. Who's Kansas playing on?
Utah. Tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Is Utah good this year?
No, they've really struggled since late. Most of the teams that ditched the Pac-12 have struggled in the Big 12.
I see.
But it seems like we're struggling in the Big 12, too, so...
I don't know, but it's a...
Cincinnati is making a push to get back on the bubble.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's fun for me. I hope... I'm always... In terms of college basketball, I like to root for Kansas because I have family out there, and it's also Allie's favorite team. But I also like to root for UC, not California, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I always have to clarify that because I forget, because growing up in Cincinnati, it's second nature. And Xavier as well. I root for Xavier and Ohio State, but they
might make the tournament. They're all right.
Yeah, they haven't been that good in a while.
No,
but
they're like
some
perennial 9 seed.
Yeah, they have some legendary players though. Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Mike Conley.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
I can't name any others. Oh well. This is Idea June by Chanel Beads. It's a short song, so we've already talked over most of it, but it's very sweet. I like Chanel Beads. I think
Me
Ali
too.
Likes them more than I do, but
yeah.
I like them a fair deal. Good band.
Yeah.
And then we got one more song left, which I guess we'll introduce and then maybe hop off the mics for the day and switch it over to whoever's next or go back to automation. Very special song next, I'm in Love by Jennifer Lara. Really one of the all-time songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really reason with it. It's a cover of an old Evelyn Champagne King song, but the Rocksteady slow reggae cover sounds even better than the original disco tune, which is also worth checking out. So if you don't want to keep it locked on WMFO for the rest of your day, and you don't feel like listening to Feels by Animal Collective, maybe just give Evelyn Champagne King I'm in Love a spin just for Valentine's Day. I don't know. We hope that you have an amazing Valentine's Day from myself and from Allie. And if you listen today, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing Valentine's Day. And if you haven't tuned in, I also hope you have an amazing Valentine's Day, because that's what we're about. Thanks for listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review Valentine's Day special with Jack.
And Allie.
On 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We love you.
Choose.